Hi, I'm Gary from Stonyfield, the organic yogurt company, a longtime proud supporter of Living on Earth. By making our yogurt cups thinner, we reduce the fuel needed to ship them. That cuts costs and carbon emissions. Who says what's good for the earth isn't good for business?
Salmon eggs hatch in rivers, and then the fish spend a good part of their lives in the open ocean bulking up and swimming in schools before making the trip back upstream to spawn. But for some small fries in Seattle, there's another step in the schooling process when they get a real education and give one as well. Producer Ashley Ahern of the public media collaborative EarthFix has our report.
The students at Viewlands Elementary School in Northwest Seattle have some interesting guests this winter.
I like coming down here because it's kind of fun to see how much they've grown every day.
Gabby Larson is in fifth grade. She and her classmate Mihaela Mrozek are standing in front of an aquarium in the hallway of their school. At the bottom of the tank, round red salmon eggs clump and cluster together. Soon, these eggs will hatch. Mihaela describes what happened last year.
It was really cool because when you first hatch, they still look like the egg except for their head and tail are out because they still have the sac and they use the food inside of it for their first week or two. And then it finally goes away and then they start actually looking like fish.
Viewlands Elementary School is one of about 500 schools in Washington involved with the Salmon in Schools program. The program lost state funding last year, but Seattle Public Utilities came up with the money to keep it afloat in 2012. The eggs in this tank were donated by the Suquamish tribe. Now, Mihaela and Gabby test the water temperature every day to make sure it's a salmon-friendly 45 degrees. It's a big responsibility, but in the process, they're learning.
Well, they're kind of interesting, the way that they go through their life cycle. And the salmon, they can go through sea and stuff like that, and then they come back and they lay their eggs exactly where they were born. I think it's because maybe because they want their child to grow up to be like them.
Mihaela explains that she and Gabby will watch over the hatchlings until they're about 2 inches long.
Because that's when they're big enough to start heading down towards the ocean for the first time. So we'll release them when all the other salmon children are also going. That way they'll be with other salmon and they'll go into the ocean and then they'll come back.
Water comes down. Get this gate over.
Bill Hagen is a salmon steward at Carkeek Park, right around the corner from Viewlands Elementary. He's standing next to a large tank where Gabby and Mihaela's juvenile salmon will be held before he releases them into the nearby creek. Salmon survival rates in urban streams in Puget Sound are low. In some places, 80% of them die before spawning. Hagen says the salmon that are hatched in schools like Viewlands are not a solution to that problem.
I see this program as an educational program. Some say it's a stock supplement, but it really, you know, the amount of fish we get back isn't going to build a big stock here.
Only a handful of those eggs from Viewlands will survive to adulthood once they're released.
Let's walk this way here.
Most weekends, you'll find Hagen walking along Piper's Creek here in Carkeek Park. As a salmon steward, his job is to educate visitors about these fish.
I was talking to this group of people at the viewpoint here. And I got into my spiel a little bit. All of a sudden, this 8-9-year-old girl standing alongside me with her mother, she just stepped right in and finished the whole process. And I looked at her, and my mother looked at her, and her mother said, "Where'd you get that?" So remember that in school? We had all those fish in school? But she learned that, and she remembered it coming back. And her mother was as surprised as I was.
Next year, Gabby and Mihaela will leave elementary school and head into the open waters of middle school. Gabby says, who knows? Maybe they'll see these salmon again someday.
Maybe when we're in, like, seventh grade, we're going to go, "Hey, that's that salmon that we raised in fifth grade." You wouldn't really know how to tell, though. So you could be pointing at some random salmon and then say, "I raised that salmon."
I'm Ashley Ahern in Seattle.
Our story on salmon in schools comes to us from the public media collaborative EarthFix.